Eric here, counting from 20 to 100. Thanks for being with us today, Virginie. What are we going to be learning this lesson?
In this lesson, you will learn about numbers and counting from 20 to 100 in French.
Remember that the last lesson, we were looking on 1 to 20.
And we're still in our wine bottles factory.
We are, and production has really begun to move.
Now our character has to count by tens for her inventory.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of wine coming out of that factory. Okay, so let's listen to this conversation.
Vingt, trente, quarante, cinquante, soixante, soixante-dix, quatre-vingt, quatre-vingt-dix, cent.
One more time, a little more slowly.
Encore une fois, plus lentement. Vingt, trente, quarante, cinquante, soixante, soixante-dix, quatre-vingt, quatre-vingt-dix, cent.
How about in English?
Vingt, trente, quarante, cinquante, soixante, soixante-dix, quatre-vingt, quatre-vingt-dix, cent.
20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Wow, so there's some pretty weird ones in there.
Yes, but don't worry, a little math and you will be all set.
I remember as a French student how difficult it was to listen to the years in French, like 1978, for example.
Oh, you mean 1978?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Sounds pretty hard.
No, it's not. Well, let's get to it. And at the end of the lesson, you will all be very comfortable counting to 100.
Great. So let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
Vingt.
20.
Vingt. Vingt. Trente.
30.
Trente. Trente. Quarante.
40.
Quarante. Quarante. 80.
80.
80. 80.
Okay, so let's have a closer look at the usage for these words and phrases.
Our first number is vingt.
Right, vingt. This is what we went over last lesson. V-I-N-G-T, vingt. Also, note that the T at the end of this word is going to be silent right now.
Yes, and this is an important thing to know, because when you will count from 21 to 29, you will have to pronounce that T.
Right, but when you just say 20, you don't. You just say vingt. Great, so Virginie, can you take us through 22, 23, 24?
So let's start with 22. We'll go back to 21 later, as it's a little trickier.
Okay.
So there we go, from 22 to 26. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
And now, let me try one more time myself. 22, 22, 23, 23, 24, 24, 25, 25. 26, 26.
Now for 21, it's a little different.
What we're going to be doing is saying the equivalent of 20 and 1. It's going to be 21.
Right, 21.
21, 21.
And this will be the same for 31, 41, etc.
So now what if I want to do 33?
33 is 33.
We're following the same rules we did for the 20s.
Yes, absolutely. It's 33. 33.
And 31?
And remember, it's a little different. 30 et 1. 30 and 1.
Okay, what about a random number? 57.
57 is 57. 57. 57.
And 61?
61 will be 60 et 1. 60 and 1.
We're going to be basically following the same pattern from 20 through 60. And it starts to get tricky when we get up to 70, right?
Yes. 70 in French is 70. And 60 is 60, and 10 is 10.
So we're doing this sort of math equation at this point. We're doing 60, 10, 70.
Right.
And this is going to be the same sort of equation we go to 80. It's going to be 80, 420. 80.
Because 80 is actually 4 times 20. So it's 80, 420.
You've got to love these French patterns. I don't know how they came up with these equations and their numbers, but I guess it works.
I know, you really need to know math to actually count in French.
It's true.
The charm of French language lays in its eccentricities.
So now, when we get to the 70s, 71, 72, 73, we're not going to be following the same pattern as we did with the 60s. Well, what are we going to say, Virginie?
We're going to say 71, 72, 73, 74, etc.
So that's 71, 72, 73, 74.
And we saw how to say 80. It was, remember?
80. And when we go up to the 90s, we're going to be following a similar pattern. It's going to be
91, 92, 93, 94, etc.
So literally, it's 420, 11, 420, 12, 420, 13. It sounds complicated, but it does follow a pattern and you will get it eventually.
Right, absolutely.
Well, Virginie, it's pretty amazing how much math you have to know just to count in French.
Yes, but it gets easier when you get to 100. It's 100.
100, okay. And that's spelled C-E-N-T. So it's like a cent.
Right, 100.
So whenever you go to a cashier in French and they tell you the exact price of your baguette, you'll know how much to give.
Yeah, maybe you will have to listen to this lesson a few times.
That is unless you're a math genius. Great, that just about does it for today.
Thank you all for listening and have a great day.
Merci.
Au revoir. Vingt, trente, quarante, cinquante, soixante, soixante-dix, quatre-vingts, quatre-vingt-dix, cent.